Hello, my name is Charmy and I'm 22 years old. Today's May 2nd and I'm going to be interviewing with my friend Charisse.
Yeah, hi, I'm Charisse. I'm 20 years old and I'll be doing an interview with Charmy, my classmate.
Yes, and we are in Baltimore, Maryland, and you
I'm John. I'm much older.
guys.
I'm a senior citizen, been one for a while, and we're here to just discuss things in general.
Hello, I'm Patsy Kluger. I also am a senior citizen. We've been a Renaissance student for many years, and look forward to this interview.
All right, so I just want to ask you guys a question. How do you feel about growing older?
Well, concerning the alternative, good. As you can
Okay.
grow older, I feel fortunate, well, fortunate that we're as healthy as we are in our age. We're still very active, can do things, you know.
I've had, no reservations about growing older at all. We just have a wonderful life in every way, physically, socially, mentally, spiritually, and everything. We've been blessed with very good health. We have wonderful family and friends. We recognize that we're on the go all the time. And we were saying recently how different it is compared to our grandparents when they were our age. They pretty much didn't do very much at all. They just sat and looked at television, read the paper or whatever. But we just came back from a trip and we're taking courses here and
Giving information.
That's amazing. Yes.
Obviously if you could know everything you know now and be 30 or 40 years younger, that would be wonderful, but that doesn't happen, you
Yes,
know.
yeah.
So we're okay with it.
Okay.
So what's the hardest thing about growing older then?
I guess you're don't have as much energy as you used to have. That's something I find that I can still do everything, but I don't have the staying power I used to have. We used to run six-mile races, and now I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
So you lose adultish and things like that.
Absolutely, yes. How about you, Miss Patty?
I think the hardest thing is, are the limitations you become aware of, and I'll give you an example of that.
Sure.
We've traveled through Europe, we've done all kind of things, and when you go on scheduled tours, you're up at the crack of dawn and you're going, going, going all day. You get to bed late. And when it's over, you're tired, but it's not a big deal. We had an opportunity to, Notre Dame is going to the Holy Land.
Oh, wow.
This, I think it might be that in
In
June
June, I think.
or in September. I would love to do that trip. But when you get to a certain age, even though you're healthy and you don't have any problems, you know there are lots of people out there that do, and they come on suddenly. And I don't want to be in a foreign country and have a problem. And that is something that I personally not worry about, but I'm aware of. So I guess you're a little more limited in where you go. And you have to pay more attention to, your
I thought of
surroundings.
another thing. We have a ranch home. We have just about a quarter of an acre. But we have shrubbery. I've done all the planting and gardening myself. I enjoy that. And now it's sort of getting out of hand. It's hard for me to keep up with it. I have to hire people to do certain things. It's just
Yeah.
too strenuous.
Okay, yes.
I can do it, but I run out of gas.
But you find some limitations in your
Yes,
ability.
yes.
Yes, okay. So my next question is, what is the best thing about growing older?
Probably your appreciation of life and all the things you can do and all that it offers you.
Wow.
Your family, some of your children, grandchildren, growing, so on.
I guess I look back and think decisions that we made, and I'm so happy that we made the decisions that we made. The time, I'll give an example.
Sure.
I graduated from here only 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go as a college student right out of high school because I was raised in a family. And I was in the continuing education program here. They don't have that anymore. That's for students who entered Notre Dame at 25 years of age or older. And at the time, I was in classes primarily with students your age. And I remember people saying to me, how could you subject yourself to that, doing papers and tests and having to do personal presentations and all? And I said, I knew that when you get older, it's not the things that you did you regret, but the things you didn't do that you regret. So I look back on that, and we've been very blessed in many ways, and all our children, grandchildren, they're all very successful. So I guess we can look back with a certain amount of satisfaction.
Yes. Yeah, I really like how you said it's the things you did not do that you regret.
Yes.
Because at the end, when you look back, that's the one thing you don't want to do is regret, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, I had some obstacles when I was in school with my parents and different things. And it took me a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew it was not an option. I had to finish.
And that's amazing you did.
And it wasn't that I was going to go off and get a big career. It was that I just knew that was something I had to do, and I knew if I didn't do it. And as a result of that, I've been involved with a college for many, many years in different volunteer positions. And had I not graduated from here, I wouldn't have that.
And plus, you know about the Renaissance Institute.
Oh, yeah.
Through that,
we've
right?
known about that probably.
Uh-huh. That's
so
amazing.
Yeah. Does that answer your question?
Yes, absolutely does. Thank you for that. My next question is, if you could go back to any age, which age would it be and why?
Oh.
Yep. This is a tough one.
Oh, my.
Probably my college age, because I would do a better job. Would appreciate more the opportunity I had there. I did well, got good grades and so on, but I didn't fully appreciate all the opportunities that it presented, and I think I could have done more. You know.
Mm.
So I made better use of my time
okay.
when I was younger.
What was the question? Which age would I go back to?
Yes, yes. And why?
I initially wasn't going to say this age, but now that I think about it, probably high school. And I was raised in a very conservative Catholic family.
Mm-hmm.
And wanted to pursue things that were kind of outside the box.
Mm.
And back then, I didn't get any encouragement or support for these things because everybody was afraid, oh, if you do this, you know, all the negatives.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot that, looking back on, I wish that I had done differently.
Okay.
I would have perhaps, it might have turned out better. It may not have. But I wish I could redo it.
Mm-hmm.
I just went along the line that was expected.
Okay. Just follow the traditions.
Yeah. Yeah, so I hadn't really, I guess, yeah, because I said not long ago, if I had to do over again, I would have been not so fearful of taking more risks.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't street smart, and I wasn't savvy in that way. So I was afraid, if I do this, oh my, this might happen and all. So yeah, I'd say probably my high school years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's always actually the fear of society, like every time, like, you know, during any point in life, like, you know, not just your time, but even this time, if I do this, what's society going to say? What is society going to think? And now, especially with the increased use of technology and media, you know, you're more afraid, like, what if people know about it, that I'm doing this or that. So absolutely, yes.
I know. A lot of pressures today that we didn't have.
Yeah.
It's still intimidating today, especially with close-knit families and growing up
in
definitely. That environment. It's just, you get used to it, and it feels like it's too late by then. But look where you are now, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, looking back, it all worked out, and the things that perhaps I would have liked to have pursued, they may not have turned out well, and I may not have had the pluses in life, may not have happened. So, you really, I guess you don't look back and dwell on it.
Mm-hmm.
But being that was your question, I yeah. say, yeah, high school, I'd do some changes there. Redo that.
Well, my next question is then, how should a person prepare for growing older or like becoming an older adult?
Try. First of all, we don't know what life in store happens. Things happen that are out of our control. But you live the best life you can live. You live the most wholesome life you can live. You try to eat a reasonably healthy diet. I'm not a fanatic. I never have been. I never will be. So to me, it's all about balance. My grandkids kid me about this. It's all about balance in life.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have look at the whole picture. Taking care of your health when you're young.
Number one is your health.
Is probably the best thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is taking care of your health when you're young. As best you can. Because it all kind of, what's the word?
Builds up.
It sure. builds up.
Well, that's what would prevent you from doing what you want to do if your
yeah.
health isn't good. You have to be healthy to do most things.
Yeah.
And there, as I said, don't misunderstand me, things happen. People
mm-hmm.
get sick. There's things that
yeah.
happen.
Yeah.
But exercise. Now, today, when I was growing up, didn't hear about exercise unless you were an athlete. Today, I mean, as you hear it, it's pushed in your face all the time.
Oh, yes.
So
when we were in just middle age is when the jogging and all became popular. And
yeah.
We got into that, and we did that for many years. I used to run 2 miles before I went to work each morning.
Oh, well, that's amazing.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, that's we did. Our fellow I worked with, they did that too. And we used to run these 5 mile and 10 mile races and things. But that was our major form of exercise. But I think that's part of why we're healthy today, because
mm-hmm.
we did exercise, and then of course our diet was normal, and we didn't do excessive things, smoking, drinking,
mm-hmm.
things never.
oh yeah.
All in moderation. You know?
Everything was in limitation.
All in moderation. I mean, some people may choose not to do anything, but the other thing that is important, you hear this when you're older, good friends are important in your older age,
mm-hmm.
in your older years. So when you're younger, trying to hang on to some of those friends you have, even if you only see them once in a while, because there's a saying, old friends are like gold, new friends are like silver.
Mm-hmm.
And as you get older, your older friends, you could not see each other for 5 years, and it wouldn't matter. You pick up where you left off.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that with someone you just met.
Yeah.
And you're yourself. They know you. You know them. You accept each other. So kind of nurturing and caring for your friends through the years.
Mm-hmm.
Even, I mean, you may not see them a lot. They may live in a different state. But mm-hmm. today, with FaceTime and...
Yes. It's really not hard to keep your connection.
Oh,
yes.
No.
So easy. You can shoot them a text, FaceTime them,
yeah.
you know. And now we have, like, Snapchat. Personally, I haven't seen my best friend since, like, almost the past 6 months. But, like, I could tell you that it feels like I almost talk to her every day. Either it be via,
yeah.
like, text or, like, Snapchat or sending
yeah.
each other jokes or something, you know. So
yeah.
we're constantly in touch, even though we don't text, like, hey, how was your day? But, like, we're indirectly still
mm-hmm.
in touch every day. So that's a good thing about technology, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I think what happens to all young people, we did it. I mean, you're not aware. When you're young, you think you're always going to be young. You don't worry about things.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. But if you have some awareness that something in your life helps you to stay aware of the things you should do that are good choices, then if you're lucky enough to reach old age, you will be able to do more things.
Mm-hmm.
And family closeness. Our family is very close. We have a gathering. Everybody gets together and they all show up. We have, I'm going to give you two examples of our oldest daughter, our youngest daughter, who's a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
When she graduated, her husband graduated at the same time. He became a Navy pilot and Navy Air Force, and she became a nurse. And the guy graduated, they got married, and 2 weeks later they moved away. They've been away their entire life.
Mm-hmm.
But she's always stayed in contact. She calls everybody on their birthdays. She sends them gifts and cards and presents. So she's as much a member of the family as everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So just because you move away or distant, you don't have to be, everybody knows her as well. And then their two sons now live in New York. Their grandsons, they both married. They each have children, which are our great grandchildren, and they drive down a couple times a year to visit.
Mm-hmm.
They want their children to know their cousins and so on. And so we're at our house. We fortunately we can accommodate, so they come down and stay with us. And so we have it's a thing of staying in touch.
Mm-hmm. That's important.
And
yeah.
Today it's so much easier with we get pictures all the time and
yes, definitely.
And emails and things like that.
Uh-huh.
You know, Notre Dame emphasizes lifelong learning here,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
That's another thing. Never just when you get out of college and you have that piece of paper and you go to work, don't stop there. I mean, you don't have to worry about getting graduate degrees and pressures and all, but always learning something that's going to be fun that you maybe knew nothing about. So, yeah, education, physical exercise, healthy diet, good perspective, good friends.
Yes, after all, they say health is wealth, and it's true.
Oh.
It's absolutely true.
Oh, it is, but when you're young. Oh,
yeah.
people say that.
I know, yes.
Oh, your health is everything, but it is.
It really
is. The older
is.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most important thing you have.
Yeah, yeah.
You get money coming out of the gazoo. And
uh-huh.
If you
know,
things.
Our conversation just reminded me of something I read somewhere that today the men sacrifices their health to earn money, but in turn they have to spend that money for their health.
Yes.
So might as well just take care of your health initially and earn less money so you have that
exactly.
in the end, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and as nurses.
Put your energy is where it's important.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, you know, emphasis is today is more on preventative care.
Exactly.
It didn't used to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, another thing I think is spiritual life. You should have a strong spirituality, whatever your faith
whatever
is.
You are.
But it gives you the values, the real values in life, not famous or, you know, or things that various get for money or whatever. But the true values in life, you know, how you live and how you treat other people and treat your family and, you know, the things you really care about, and honesty and sincerity and things like that, and your character. These are the really important things that give you a successful life.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And that
yes.
your spiritual life gives you that. They're the rules that help you to achieve that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, even at the end of the day for me, it's like my spiritual self that I connect to, you know,
yes.
like my inner self that I talk to, that you don't find answers outside. So definitely,
right.
it's really important, yes. For me, my religion and my spiritual life is definitely a big
yes.
part personally, yes. And I'm a Hindu personally, but Hinduism and Buddhism, they're intertwinedly connected, so I really do like a lot of the Buddhist philosophy.
Sure.
Like I really believe a lot in meditation, being in the present moment, because honestly, I know this sounds very, like, you know, filmy, but it's really important to actually live in the present moment, because you really have not seen tomorrow. You really don't know if it's going
exactly.
to come, so
exactly.
might as well live, because
yes.
what's the point of worrying about tomorrow that you might never see? And
exactly.
for that, you're ruining the present moment. So
I
yes.
need to get better at that. They have courses in meditation here at
Renaissance.
Mm-hmm. It's hard for me because I'm moving all over the place, and I need to practice that, because really, that is a very, they say, it takes time.
It really does, yes.
But it's calming.
I have a suggestion for you. Actually, I use a lot of apps. I have like 3 or 4 different apps. One of them is called Calm. Another one is called Insight Timer. And another one is called Aura. So basically, all those apps, they're all guided meditation apps. So they have like guided imagery, guided like self-talk meditations, and they're really amazing. Trust me, like when I started my meditation, that's what I used. Because initially, when you try to just close your eyes and like, you know, just be thoughtless, it's impossible because
oh, yes,
you're no, exactly.
You think, start thinking of 100 things.
Easy to get out of.
Exactly.
Oh my goodness,
yes.
terrible.
Yeah. So and those are really amazing because they help you. So basically, your
yeah.
focus is on that. You know, you're not wandering or your thoughts are not going places. So I think that would really help you out when you're
well,
trying to, you know, practice meditation. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I know, like, you already answered, like, this question a little bit, but we're going to direct it in a more specific context, I meant to say. So is there anything you wish you had done differently? And by differently, I mean like in reference to your health.
Reference to my health. Well, I probably would have done a better job at all those things that I talked about. I mean, we eat what I'd consider today a pretty healthy diet. And had I done these other things, maybe I'd be better off, maybe I wouldn't be. But I remember when we go on vacation and we'd go dancing and 2 o'clock in the morning we'd go over and get 2 donuts apiece in the middle of the night. I mean, I won't do that now.
Mm-hmm.
I guess probably I would have eaten a healthier diet. I would have worked on my college degree sooner,
mm-hmm.
so I could have used it in a meaningful way. I guess there what would you say?
Well, more consistent exercise, particularly
yeah.
as you get older, it's easy to
yeah.
slack off.
Mm-hmm. Trust me, it's like I'm slacking off now.
Yeah, right.
You're so busy.
Yes.
It's so important.
And you're right. Like, maintaining a schedule is really helpful because
yes.
if it's just, like, part of your schedule, you're going to do it regardless.
Yeah.
And I think I really need to work on that, too.
Right. At any age, they say, you know, people in nursing homes in their 90s, a little weight training or something,
mm-hmm.
it improves their balance and their strength
mm-hmm.
and their health.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then a positive attitude. I think you have to try to have a positive attitude.
Well, not everybody
don't worry.
Has that.
Worry doesn't accomplish anything.
Yeah.
It's
mm-hmm.
useless.
Yeah.
So you try to take a positive attitude. What's the best thing I can do in this situation right now? And that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's better at all. He has positive attitude all the time.
That's amazing.
I have to work on a little bit more.
At least he's there to help you out, so that's
yes.
good.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, because you're right. Like you said, we threaten about what's happening next week, next month.
Right.
You may not be here.
And you're missing the present moment.
And you're missing
you're not living in it.
Oh, I know.
You know.
Oh, that is so true. Oh, my.
Oh. This probably sounds a little filmy, but like, so yesterday, I was just like taking a stroll outside because, you know, it was lovely outside.
Mm-hmm.
It was like
yeah.
62
yeah.
degrees and it was, like, the air was cool and crisp. And I was just sitting outside for like 15, 20 minutes. And I mean, I was just thinking about nothing. I was just actually, initially there were just like a bunch of thoughts coming in, you know, because this is finals week. So I'm like, I have to do this, do that. But then I'm like,
yeah.
I need to put everything aside. And, you know, just realizing that I'm taking this deep breath, like the air is hitting my face, my hair is blowing back, you know, focusing on the small things, and it felt great, you know. So like, I'm like, Charmy, you know what, I should be focusing on this because this is ultimately what matters, you know.
Exactly.
So
yeah,
yeah.
You pull yourself back from
mm-hmm.
time to time.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
definitely. And but I'm like by myself, that's when I do a lot of self-reflecting, you know, maybe things I should have done better or what I should do, you know. So
right.
self-time is definitely very important, and I really believe in that a lot.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So my next question is, what do you look forward to now? Anything.
You got any future plans?
Well,
it could be even a small thing that you look forward to or you're excited about, you know?
Well, I think seeing the grandchildren, what kind of careers they have. They got one is entering college this next fall.
Oh, that's amazing.
And then, of course, got these great-grandchildren now, too. I'm the one is 1 year old, the other is 2 years old.
Ah.
And it could be interesting to see them as they grow and you know, seeing them develop. You know, we do get to see them frequently.
But
the careers of all of them, what they've done. One grandson was in the Peace Corps for a couple of years, and the other one, he works in an art company. They set up art displays. He travels to China and to Switzerland, all kind
that's
of all over the world. In fact, all of their family, they do a lot more traveling than we ever did.
Wow, that's absolutely amazing.
It's today, because that's the way life is.
Uh-huh, know? Yeah.
But it's interesting to see how the family, how they develop, what their careers are and interests, and you see them,
mm-hmm.
to see them grow and develop various talents and things like that.
And I think it's also interesting to see, like, how their childhood is going to be different
yes.
from your grandchildren and your children,
each
you know, like,
yes.
each generation.
Oh,
I think
absolutely.
That always surprises me, you know, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
We realize that for our great-grandchildren, it's sad, but it's a fact. We will not be here when they're older.
We'll be attending a college graduation.
We will not be here. And that's sad, but hey, I mean, we're seeing it all. We know a lot of people that's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, and we've done a lot of travel, and I guess I look forward to the trips that we feel we can take.
That's amazing.
Comfortably. Yeah.
Sure.
And not, you know, within this country. And I guess your goals become a little more simple.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me what your goals are?
Well, I guess we want to take maybe a few more trips in Maryland. It's funny, we've gone, been to Germany and England and Paris and
Hawaii
and different countries, but we really haven't seen a lot of Maryland. I've lived here all my life.
Oh, wow.
That's so typical.
You've seen Ocean
it really
City.
Is.
We go down there, went down there a lot.
Oh.
And we go down Skyline Drive, which is in Virginia.
Oh, okay.
In the mountains, you know.
Oh.
We used to go camping and things like that.
And one of the things I like to do, and I probably sound silly, I certainly don't want to be in graduate school at this point, but I would like to take a course or two in graduate school. Just to experience graduate school.
And see how it's like, right?
Yes.
I think that would be a great experience.
I mean, not, I can audit it. I don't have to do it for a grade because that would be sort of silly because I'm not going to put all the work into it at this point.
Uh-huh.
But I could audit it.
Definitely.
And see what it's like. I don't know. What else?
I mean, of course, we have Renaissance. We have all kind of courses here.
Yeah.
You could learn, you know, different things. We took some courses, art courses, and drawing, painting pictures, and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, there are historical courses where they deal with history and various cultures, and you know, they're very interesting. We like to learn about other people and what happened before and how they're doing it now and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So. So we travel where we can, as much as we can. Enjoy the members of the family, and we always attend all the graduations events. And,
that's really nice.
Things like that.
Yeah.
It's always special to see each of the children and the grandchildren
grow
and develop.
Definitely.
And what their careers are and their career path.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm starting to get married now.
Time flies.
Yeah, it sure does.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness.
All right, so my next question is, what concerns you about the future?
Well, I have some concerns about that.
Sure.
Yeah. First of all, my parents were independent until they drew their last breath. They were in their own home. They got sick. They weren't sick very long. I was there to help them with everything. I see in Renaissance here, because it's an older population, and so many of our friends, I don't want to be dependent. That's scary. The thought of,
I guess that's the main thing. Like,
yeah, the thought of having to give up my
take
home.
Take care of yourself. Yeah.
Be in a nurse. Oh, nursing home at all.
Mm-hmm.
I guess probably. Losing your independence.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess that would be it.
We have a wonderful family, and I have no fear that we're going to be all alone and nobody to help us. I know that's not the case. But I don't want to be a burden on them either.
No.
Mm-hmm.
They have their lives, and I don't want to be a burden on them. I guess that probably would.
Like, be independent. So,
and where would we live? Like, we live in a pretty good sized ranch home. It's not huge. And a ranch home is where everything's on one floor.
Mm.
So that's good. We don't
that is nice. Yeah, you don't have to worry about stairs or anything.
Right. But we are reaching a point where it's a house that's over 50 some years old. So things are starting to fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
So when that happens, you either do one of two things, three things. You either can do it all yourself, which eventually you can't, and you have to pay to have a lot of things done, and that's expensive, so you might have to choose which things to repair and which things to just let go.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are lots of people in the world that the place looks just awful. It just falls to ruins because they don't have the physical health, mental health, or financial anything, you know. So I guess it's the limitations that... face.
All right. All right. Can you describe one of your happiest memories with me, a day that you remember clearly?
Very clearly.
Something that you're never going to forget?
Very clearly. I can go first on this.
All right, sure.
We've raised four children together, mm-hmm. but I only gave birth to one of them because when I married my husband, he was a widower. The day that I brought my son home, I had one biological child, that I brought my son home from the hospital. It was just pure ecstasy. I was fortunate. I never went through the, the depression.
Postpartum.
Never went through that.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh. And I was young. I was only 20 years old.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And then, this sounds funny because it's in reverse, but remember I was married very young and divorced uh-huh. very young. And then the second day, most happy was the day I married my husband.
That's amazing.
52 years ago.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. That's it. It's always been it. Oh, and if I could have a third one,
uh-huh.
the day I graduated from Notre Dame at age 62.
That's amazing. You finally got your degree.
I got my degree, and when I walked across that stage, I went, yes.
You did it. Your dream finally came true.
And three babies.
Absolutely, sure.
Yeah.
What about you, Mr. John?
I guess, the day we were married, I was a widower, we had three children, I was raising,
mm-hmm.
and found this young woman. For some reason, she was attracted to older men with children. I don't understand it. But here we got this lovely young wife. She had such good values. She was such a fine person, not just an attractive girl, but she had wonderful values. And so that was a happy day. She became my wife, and we began our life together. We married 52 years.
That's
amazing.
And I guess other events would be like when I graduated from college, and I had a successful career. And I enjoyed that. When I retired, I was a materials research engineer, and when I retired, I continued to work for 7 years part-time with them,
mm-hmm.
That was nice. So I always enjoyed my work.
That's
and
nice.
I enjoy, gardening, as I say,
mm-hmm.
and I like to fix things, things around the house.
That's really nice, so just doing the small things.
The fact that I can do these things, and I'm happy I can still do.
Mm-hmm.
Each day I'm happy that I can still do what I can do.
I take it a little longer, but you get it done.
But you still get it done. And that's what matters, Yeah.
So what are you the proudest of? Like, what did you do that made you feel so proud?
Well, I'm proud that we raised together four children. They all have graduate degrees, but they are all really good people.
Yeah.
We never had any real problems with them. They're very successful. They've had their challenges like everybody,
mm-hmm.
but they're good people. They have successful lives. And I look around and I see families where that's not always the case.
Oh, yeah. Families where the two girls, daughters don't talk to each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, our whole family is, like I say, is healthy. They're the ones that are older, already graduated from college. Our kids had advanced degrees, but then their children have all graduated from college.
Yeah.
The younger two, the one's entering college in the fall, and the other one will be a year later.
But the main thing is that they have good values.
Right.
And, it's not that we were pouncing on it the time through the years. We weren't.
Just try to set the example.
I guess just set the example on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, a lot of times people have challenges with their children. I'll say, just be patient. That sometimes that'll change. You have to go through the stage and
that'll change.
And then, perhaps your question was, what are we proud of? I guess the fact that we've been married so long.
Yeah,
that's really amazing.
Marriage,
You've had a strong relationship.
Yeah.
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 Yes.
Other people. Well, I don't know. All our friends now have all been married a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know whether that's
Do you think it's because the times are changing and do you know what I mean? Especially because of more technology now, if let's say if you have like a fight with your significant other, you just easily find someone else to talk to, maybe because of all these online datings and other apps, or when you, because I've noticed that too, that like the older adults, they have much more stronger relationship than the relationship I see these days, you know? Because like, I don't know, is it because of like the options that you have readily to just meet other people and talk to, or is it just about values?
Oh boy.
Yeah, that's a tough question actually.
And it varies for different people. I mean,
values, that's that where the spirituality comes in. You know, love God and love your neighbor.
Yeah.
The basic rule.
Yeah.
If you really love your spouse, and you know, you may not agree on everything, but you understand they have reasons, you have reasons, and you reach some kind of
I think
agreement.
Life has more pressures today. Young
people
have more
pressures. That's true.
Yeah.
They really do. I mean, everything's so expensive. And it's easier to, I don't know, get out of things. I mean, I was married very young, and it was a terrible, terrible situation. So I'm not saying that, you know, you say I do, that means you, that's forever. No, that could be a very foolish decision to stay in a bad situation. But I think you have to really take your time with it and make sure, you know, I don't.
Okay, sorry. Did not mean to put you on the spot there.
Well, no, I'm thinking I don't, our children, our grandchildren, they all are in happy marriages, so I guess I don't know that I can, I'm not sure that, I know that, what is the divorce rate, 50% today?
Much higher than what it was back then.
But
you don't know the reasons.
I don't know anybody right now, so I can't speak to it. And I know that it's out there.
Mm-hmm.
You've got an easy couple here. We got it. I think, anyway. But no, it's, I think it's harder today. I think, oh, another thing. My son has said this. Women today are much more independent.
Okay. I mean, there's like a trend for like women to become more focused on their careers rather than starting families.
That's a biggie.
So that's been increasing the past couple of years or so.
And that's good. I mean, my grandson, he's a girl he's married to. She's the big breadwinner. And you know, but he's more sometimes what do you call him when they're dad? Not a stay-at-home dad.
No.
Because he works, but he has actually sometimes more responsibilities with the home and their child than she does. But they
travel a lot in their jobs. So.
They work it out.
And he's the one who's in the Peace Corps. He's very capable. But he'll pick up their son and drop him off at school and take care of him while she's away and that sort of thing.
Yeah, my son, they and his wife have 7 children.
Uh-huh. Wow.
And when he married her, she didn't have much income. She graduated from college. She worked a little bit.
She actually taught computers and things in her first job.
Oh, okay.
So she's very well educated and very talented.
Her focus was being a wife and mom.
Mm.
Many, many young girls today, that is not necessarily, it's not their only focus, nor should it be. And they are more independent. And in many ways, that's good.
Yes.
But it can also create some challenges.
Definitely, yes.
You know, you know, a young man today no longer says, well, it's your job to cook and clean and wash and iron. No, I don't think so.
Uh-huh.
They don't do that anymore.
Yeah, definitely.
It's kind of together, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We're sharing.
Yeah.
Well, they both, our son, he and she both want to. Big family, both enjoyed the family life.
Mm-hmm.
She was one of 6, I think, and of course he was one of 4. And they both enjoyed it. They liked having a large family. So they, once they started having a family, then she stopped working and she actually homeschooled
all
the kids through the grammar school. You know?
Not many people can do that.
That's amazing.
Do you think the independence, just in your experience, do you see that as maybe a factor in more challenges within relationships?
Personally, I feel like if you you know, balance. It's all about balance, you know, because for me personally, I mean, I have some goals, like, you know, I want to live a life that, like, at the end when I look back, I'm proud of, you know, do something that, like, I was happy and proud about, like, being a nurse, I'm going to be helping people, and you know, as they say, there's, like, no joy greater than serving and helping other people, so I want to experience that joy in my life, and personally, like, my brother, he was very sick, like, 3 or 4 years ago, and it was the doctors and the nurses that cured them, you know. He had cancer, so, I mean, that's such a, and at such a young age, he was 16, so, you know, and the doctors and the nurses were the light for him, so I want to be the light for someone, and, you know, give life, and, you know, honestly, in this, on this planet, there's nothing more precious than life, you know, I mean, exactly, so,
well,
and I value relationships, too, so I think it's just all going
to
be about balance,
as well, balance, moderation. I'm going to tell you, of all the professions out there, maybe teaching is up there with, but nursing is the one that I think is just the most wonderful.
Thank
and
you.
And I told my daughter and I told my granddaughter, because there again, you're earning a living, but you're also helping people.
Mm-hmm.
And what's also beautiful about it, as you get older, you can do nursing until you're ancient.
You can.
I mean,
absolutely.
Not hardcore hospital nursing, but there are many ways. You can be a nurse in school, you can be home care, you can be hospice,
well,
all that heavy duty.
Our daughter who's married, who was a Navy pilot, they left home, you know, when Susie got married, and she was a nurse in Florida, she was a nurse in Hawaii, she was a nurse in Texas.
Wow.
Wherever she went, she could practice her profession.
Occupation, yes.
And then in Minnesota, where they live now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the temperament to be a nurse. I would be upset all the time, I think.
Yes.
I would cringe at different things. But it's one that I just think, oh, so wonderful to be able to do that.
Thank you so much.
Oh.
Well, it also nicely segues into another question regarding, like,
Occupation.
Our occupation is, as future nurses, is there anything that you would like to, like, tell us to know as we work to promote healthy aging in people that we were going to care for in the future?
The question is what we could suggest that would promote healthy aging in people.
Yeah. So, like, what we could do as nurses in the future.
Well, when you are in, when you're taking care of patients, whether hospital, home, or whatever, now that you have all that knowledge, there's many people you're going to be taking care of that don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe could care less, I guess, without preaching, without hitting them over the head with it, to pass on what, to them. If you have somebody, I mean, if they're 80 or 90 years old and they're not eating well, I mean, I'm not sure.
Well, they can eat what
you,
they can.
Do what you can, but.
Diet and exercise.
Yeah.
Definitely, that's a big one.
But
right.
That's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
They should be doing that. And then, our oldest daughter, she took a course from a nutritionist recently where the detox things, and she changed the way she was eating. And she used to have different pains and things. They're all gone now. And she feels much better. And, the way she eats, it's made a big difference in how she feels. Her attitude, all, you know. So your diet is very important.
Definitely.
You know, nurses, what I've heard is that in many ways, taking care of the patient, nurses are more important than doctors. They really get to know the patients.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And I guess you have to be careful that you don't get burnout.
Yes,
that's what my granddaughter is dealing with now. She she works three 12-hour days in the hospital. I'm sorry, I'm getting using my voice. But she's in a very, very intense area.
Mm-hmm.
And she said the turnover is pretty significant because of the nature of it, but. Some of her friends are working with the little children.
Oh, that's amazing.
And all, but then they can get sick, and that can make you sad.
Uh-huh. You want to get sick kids.
I guess making sure that through it all, unless you get crazy busy and you're short-staffed, and there isn't enough time, you have too many patients, then what do you have time for?
Mm-hmm.
I hear all this from the family. Is that somehow just try as best you can
yes,
to listen to them.
Thank you.
Yes. To listen to the patients. Because there was, I mean, we have a lot of people in our lives to talk to, but there's people out there that don't know we attend it.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. We are going to have to end this because of the time, but we really appreciate it. And it was really nice talking to you guys.
Yeah,
thank
really
you
nice.
So much.
Pleasure talking with you.
Yes.
I'm glad we could.